'Tis the season for bringing calves home and weaning. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. This season right now, fall, is one of my favorite times of year. The weather is just perfect outside, and it's a time when all our cows get to come home from pasture. I remember when I was younger and helping my uncles out with their farm, Roundup Day was always the best. On that day, it was always so easy to wake up before dawn, run out to the pasture, grab the horses, saddle them, and get ready to go. It was something I really enjoyed doing with my family and still do to this day. But once you do all that fun stuff, you gotta come home and you gotta wean. And that always presents some challenges for you and your cattle. Randy Culbertson, Iowa State University Extension Beef Specialist, is here to give us some tips during this weaning season.
Yeah, you know, weaning is probably the most stressful event for both the cow and the calf. You know, it's always kind of a little bit of a balancing act because most producers are weaning right when they are also harvesting. So time becomes a big constraint. Some good kind of things to keep in mind is we tend to vaccinate most of our calves at time of weaning, and if they're stressed, the efficacy and the effectiveness of that vaccine is not going to be quite as good. So a lot of recommendations is to do some preconditioning. So before you actually remove the calf from the dam side, go ahead and get one round of vaccines in and just kind of set those calves up. Let them go out again with the cow again. They can kind of settle down, and it kind of gives a good chance for their kind of booster up their immune system. So when they have that stressful event, you're not trying to tack on a bunch of other stuff as well, and you've kind of set them up for success, so to speak. Now, the challenge is always how do we get the time, because that does involve a little more labor. We've shown through research the gain that you get in production is well worth it. You just get better average daily gains, fewer illness, things like that. They just respond better to those vaccines, so doing some preconditioning is probably our best bet. And then also looking at the cow herd, you know, it's a great time to evaluate your cows as you go to wean these calves off and say, you know, did she lose some body condition score? Because that's probably your prime time to getting those cows back that maybe had kind of a rough summer and might be a little bit thin. It's an ideal time to get those cows back and kind of get them built back up. It's a good time to get those nutrition in them and kind of help them recover.
And she says the method that you use to wean is really operational dependent. You have to do what works for you.
The way I like to think about it is it's really operationally dependent, right? Mm-hmm. And so ideally, it would be great to you wean your calf and you give them time to settle down. And there's lots of tips and techniques you can go out, like you can put the feeder perpendicular to the fence. So or the water is perpendicular to the fence. So as the calves walk in the fence, it bumps into the feeder and it's like, oh, here's my food. I can, you know, because they have to learn to eat. They have to learn to drink. All of those things, they're going to be stressed. And so you want to kind of set up the environment that you're weaning them in to kind of help them with that scenario. And then, you know, just give them time to kind of settle down. And some operators, they need to just sell them right away. That's just they don't have the feed or the resources, in some cases, the space to keep those calves. So they have to put them on the trailer and send them off right away. But if they have the space, you know, there are certain techniques they can use to help them get these calves weaned and help them kind of acclimate to the fact that they're going to be living on their own now. Feeders, introducing them to feed bunks, just kind of setting them up so that when they go into a feed yard or whatever their next phase is, that they've had a chance to kind of get over the stress and learn that behavior, learn where the food is, learn how to find the water and stuff like that to help them in that next phase of development.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.